Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast and in general are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast with Lynn Louise, aka Lilu, your Cosmic Valkyrie and business coach. I want to talk about something super fun today, and it's angel numbers. A lot of you probably already know something, or maybe a lot, or maybe even a lot more than I do about angel numbers, but I want to just give some perspective on it, some fun little tidbits that you can take along in your everyday to become more aware and utilize these energies in a way that's going to be really productive to your business. So the first thing is, angel numbers were founded in modern numerology, and this is during the Greek age of Plotinus. And Plotinus believed that numbers hold significant spiritual meanings. He also understood sacred geometry, that everything is numbers, everything comes back to numbers, and how it relates to our experience here today in this three-dimensional reality. Now, the thing that makes angel numbers different than other modalities like this, like astrology and numerology, human design, is that those are all based on the individual. They take your birth date and they calculate it and they give you your personal journey, what you're here to do, and all that kind of good stuff. Angel numbers actually are a sign of how you are flowing within your world, within this world. So it is not particular to your date of birth. It is a number that when you are operating in awareness, that is a sign of how you are operating within the world. Now, if you're not familiar with angel numbers, you can Google it, but it's when you see triplets like 000, 333, 555. Those are signs of an angel number. So the thing that Plotinus stressed, so to speak, was that it's not the amount of times that you see the angel number, it is the awareness around the angel number when you see it. So you could see 111 three times a day, and it wouldn't mean that it's even more powerful. It is more about your awareness in that moment and how you are flowing through time. Time as in the three-dimensional reality in which we live in here in this moment. So you could see a 000 and be aware and show your awareness in that moment, but it is a sign. So not only being aware that you're seeing the number, but being aware of what is happening within that moment of time and how you can utilize that to propel yourself forward. And then later on that day, you might see a 333. And being aware that you're seeing it and what is happening within that moment. It's really fun because you can see how you're flowing, when you're flowing, and when you might be out of alignment. So just know that angel numbers really stress how we are operating within the world, the way in which we are living and flowing. And it is based on awareness. Now, numerology and astrology are also numbers dating on your birthday. And those are very significant because they can shed light on the energies in which you came to this earth and are operating from. So there are some really fun things that you can really get to know straight off the bat to incorporate into your life and your business to be able to help you really create on a new level that in which you desire. The first thing is, if you have done nothing else, get to know your sun sign and your moon sign very well. What I want you to know about sun, moon, and I'm going to go over one more number with you. Now I'll go over two more numbers with you that will be really fun and important. But I want you to get to know these specific elements as they relate to you, but don't really hold a lot of meaning when it comes to characteristics within yourself. I want you to look at them as characteristics of energy. Let's start breaking away from, I am an Aquarius, therefore I have these characteristics. And if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll understand that I say, yes, I'm an Aquarius. But what are the characteristics of Aquarius energy? And you can say that materializes within me and creates these characteristics in my personality. But it is not the whole of us, right? So when I'm talking about Aquarius, Pisces, Virgo, all those, it's not so much about what the people are as what those energies are. Because we were born within that energy. And so a lot of those characteristics manifest within us, within our personal frequency, and then we develop traits around them. As we are in this age of Aquarius now, we can see, we can literally look back and see that 20-year-old version of us. And we can see how, even since January 20th, we are coming in alignment to a lot of those characteristics and into our true self, but not from that wounded space. So you might have noticed a difference in the way that I'm approaching my messaging, who I'm showing up as, and you're like, there's something different. I can't put my thumb on it. But something has shifted within her and she's showing up differently, but the same. That is what is happening now in this age of Aquarius. So I want you to look up your sun sign, not your zodiac sign, your sun sign. And then I want you to look up your moon sign because those are going to be really important. And then the next number, after you've gotten really familiar with those, I want you to dive into your life path. That is numerology. Now, all three of those, you need your birth date. For the astrology, you'll need to know your location and time. For numerology, you just need your birth date. And you can Google it and find out how to access those. And then really get to know what your personal life path number is, along with your sun sign and your moon sign, and really dive in. Like, this is just a really valuable thing. Even if you only have these three things for the rest of your time here on Earth, it's going to be incredibly valuable to you. Now, the last one I want you to do, just because it's fun, is our personal year. This is super duper easy. This is your birth month, day, and then this year. So my birthday is 2/13. So it would be 2 plus 1 plus 3 plus 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 4. And then if it's a double digit, guess what? You break it down, you add those two digits into one digit. So for me, my number turns out to be 14, so I would add 1 and 4 together and get 5. And then you can go hog wild on Google and look up what your specific number means. This is going to show you what the transformation or what you are going to be experiencing within this moment. So what I want you to understand about all these things that I have given you, all these assignments and getting to know them, is that when we are operating in alignment to this information and who we are here to be, we flow, things go easily, come into our life easily. Running our business becomes much smoother and we flow with it and people resonate with us. But when we're out of alignment with that, it's like pushing a boulder uphill. We feel awkward. We're not sure. We don't trust what we're doing. And we are more conforming to what we believe we're supposed to be doing than that in which we're supposed to be doing it. Now, Aquarius energy is all about stepping into your individuality. So by knowing this information, you can work in more alignment to that and who you're supposed to be, and that will utilize this Aquarius energy at the same time. The more you get to know those elements of who you are, the more you reclaim your personal power and attract those soul clients, those contracts that you made in Luminous State to work with you here and help them transform. This is really fun stuff because we all want to know more about who we are on a cosmic level. And since everything is energy, really think of these elements as energy and how you can harness them within your everyday to create more flow and ease in your life and business. I hope you have enjoyed this. And if you want, I would love for you to come into my Facebook group and share what your personal year is and what you've learned and how you're going to harness that to really create a dynamic year for you. Because when we tap into this energy, income can flow right on in our front door. Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.